This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Several union ministers of newly formed Union Council of Ministers have assumed their office today. Shivraj Singh Chauhan today assumed the charge of Minister of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare. After assuming the charge, Mr. Chauhan said that the Prime Minister has resolved to double the income of farmers and the government is continuously working for that. He said the ministry will now work even faster and will take every possible step for the welfare of farmers. Mr. Chauhan also said that he will hand over the Sankalp Patra to officials today itself. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar assumed the charge of Minister of External Affairs. Talking to media after assuming the charge, Dr. Jaishankar said, Bharat First and Vasudev Kutumbakam will be the two guiding axioms for the Indian foreign policy. He exuded confidence that the foreign policy of Modi 3.0 will be very successful under the leadership of the Prime Minister. He said the influence of India has been steadily growing and other countries feel that India is truly their friend who stands with them in times of crisis. Dr. Jaishankar said it is a very big deal for a government to get elected 3 times in a row and the world will feel that there is a lot of political stability in India today. On India's relationship with Pakistan and China for the next 5 years, the External Affairs Minister said the focus will be on finding solution for border issues with China and with Pakistan. India would want to find a solution to cross-border terrorism. Jagat Prakash Nadda took charge as Minister of Health and Family Welfare. Hardeep Singh Puri took charge as the Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas, and Gajendra Singh Shekhawat took charge as Minister of Culture. Jyotiraditya Sindhya today assumed the charge as Minister of Communications. While talking to the media after taking charge, Mr. Sindhya said, the department has witnessed the revolution under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He also said he will put in his best to ensure he delivers according to the aspirations of the Prime Minister as well as 140 crore people of India. Jitan Ram Manjhi, after assuming charge as Minister of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, today said he is a believer of the concept of work is worship and no work is small or big. He also said he was motivated by the Prime Minister's words when he told him that he was been given the department for his vision, which is to work for the welfare of the poor. Ashwini Vaishnav assumed charge as Minister of Information and Broadcasting. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, and Secretary, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Sanjay Jaju, welcomed Mr. Vaishnav. Talking to reporters, Mr. Vaishnav said, in the last 10 years, Mr. Modi has brought a huge change in the lives of people. Bhupendra Yadav also assumed charge of Environment Minister. Giriraj Singh assumed charge as Union Minister of Textiles in presence of former Textile Minister Piyush Goyal. Odisha BJP Legislature Party will meet in Bhubaneswar today to elect its leader. Union Ministers Rajnath Singh and Bhupendra Yadav have been appointed central observers to oversee the process. A new BJP-led government will assume office in Odisha tomorrow. BJP has secured absolute majority by winning 78 seats. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the people of India have always stood for peace, security and progressive ideas. He stated this while responding to social media posts by former Pakistan Prime Minister and PMLN Chief Nawaz Sharif, extending wishes to Mr. Modi on assuming office for the third time. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stated that both India and Qatar are committed to elevating the bilateral ties to unprecedented heights. Mr. Modi said this on social media, following his talks with the Amir of Qatar, Ajaz Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani. The Supreme Court today refused to stay the admission counselling process to medical programs following the NEET UG 2024 examination. The court has sought response from the National Testing Agency, NTA, and others on the plea seeking cancellation of the NEET UG examination held on the 5th of May this year. The matter will now be heard on 8th of July after tagging it with another pending petition. The plea is filed by young aspiring students for conducting an expeditious and thorough investigation of the malpractices and fraud involved in the examination. And that is the end of this news bulletin.